everyone. Welcome to episode 54 of Flashcast. I am joined today by the amazing partner sport guru, David Dolan. We're here to talk about AVS and as well as your matches. So please welcome to the stage, Mr. David Dolan.
Good morning.
Is that morning? It's afternoon.
Well, it's morning for me.
Okay, you're right. Pre-recorded for your use, guys. Just letting you know. All right, so David, we touched about what we wanted to talk about this month a little bit, and one of the biggest topics that we wanted to talk about is failing to use AVS. How does that cost money for the merchants?
All right, so AVS is address verification. It's kind of like when you guys go to a gas station. You use your card at the pump, and they ask you, if it's a credit card, they're going to ask you for a zip code. By entering that, it's a security parameter. It's more secure for you as well as the merchant. Now, if the merchant overrides that, the business owner decides, oh, we're not going to have the customers do that, well, those fees are going to be downgraded. So the charges are going to be higher, not only possibly for the rates, but also on the interchange side as well.
And so what does it mean for it to be downgraded? Like, I don't understand what you mean when you say that. I'm sorry.
Well, some merchants, for instance, will use tiered pricing as an example. They have a qualified rate, they have a mid-qualified, and a non-qualified rate. If that is a qualified card that they're using and they fail to do the AVS, then it's going to be downgraded to mid. If it's a mid, it's going to be downgraded to non and so forth. So it does charge them, you know, more by not putting in the AVS, the address verification information.
And you said this was an extra security. Why does this differ from not using a chip or not being able to accept a chip? Does that also increase your rates?
No, a lot of the pay at the pumps, they don't have the ability to use the chip yet. It's basically you stick the card in and it's reading the information off the magnetic stripe on the back of the card. With the magnetic stripe again, you know, all of your information is stored there with the chip. Not all of it is. It's kind of coded in a way. So the chip is a little bit more secure than the magnetic stripe. But either way, sometimes even if you're keying in that information, you know, if you're ordering something online, they're going to ask you for all different types of info, including the little code on the back of the card for security, as well as sometimes they will also ask for the zip code.
Also known as CVV.
Yes. The little card on the back of the car. Correct.
The only reason I know is because I did that earlier this morning. Sorry.
What'd you buy me?
I just went on Amazon. They asked me to verify my card. And I hate when they do that. It really stalls my services and I get Prime for a reason, guys. Okay. So it's card brands like Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. What about Amex? Does that require it too?
Oh, yeah. All card brands. If you're ever going to the gas station, no matter what card you put in, they should be asking you for your zip code tied to that account so they know that it's you or you do have authorization to use that account.
So, again, let's touch on it one more time. Entering the address information will allow the transaction to run at a lower rate. Because it is secure, so it's just like, okay, we trust it.
Correct. It's kind of like keyed in swipe transactions. You know, if you're swiping a card, they assume that the card holder is there. If they're keying in that information, they're assuming that they're not. So they can't ask for a signature or ID. So the risk that that is not the card holder is greater. And if the risk is greater, the fees are greater.
And how does that work for chargeback?
Really doesn't make a difference. When it comes to chargebacks, it has nothing to do with flashback, believe it or not. It is the merchant and it is the customer. So if a customer disputes that, that's on the merchant. All we do is give them the ability to accept these cards. So we really can't help on the side of chargebacks. We try to. We'll get them the business owners the information, but basically that's where it stops with us.
But does it hurt the merchant more if he doesn't provide all this information with chargeback as opposed to if he was able to provide all the information?
Well, chargeback's different than what we were discussing on the AVS. With a chargeback, they're going to say, hey, a customer disputed this. Please send us all the documentation that you do have. They're going to send them whatever they do have, hopefully a signed receipt and whatnot. With the chips, chargebacks have become a little bit different. You know, with a little chip on the card, it's basically whoever has the better technology wins. But that is a totally different animal. We can talk about that as well.
That'll be another podcast. Another one. All right. So let's talk about the second question that we were getting is failing to clear your batch resulting in higher fees.
Correct. Okay, so every time a customer walks into a store and uses their card, all of that information is stored in that particular terminal or software. Mm-hmm. At the end of the night, we either set that terminal up for what's called auto batch, where the terminal does it automatically. If there are funds in that terminal, Or they can do it on their own. They basically, at the end of the night, they hit a little button, settlement or batch button, and then all of that money, all that information that's stored in that terminal goes to about 7 different places in a matter of seconds, turns into cash, and is deposited into that merchant's account. If they fail to do that, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, the card brands, everybody wants their money. So if they don't batch within 24 hours, they're hit with ERF fees, E-I-R-F, ERF, exactly. It's just, and also it could be downgraded, all those charges as well. Everybody wants their money. They don't want to have to wait for it. So if they do fail to batch that out within 24 hours, they're going to get hit with additional fees, as well as those cards could be downgraded into the next bucket.
There's that word, downgraded. What do you mean by downgraded? Especially now that you say downgraded to the next bucket.
Correct. Like we were discussing earlier, when it comes to tiered rates, qualified is the top bucket, so to speak. Then we have the mid and then the non. So if it is a qualified card and it's being downgraded to the next bucket, it's going to receive the mid qualified fees rather than the qualified fees. So the fees are higher.
Now it says that you have a certain number of days, right? But then it also says be sure to clear your batch every day to avoid expensive and unnecessary downgrades. So which one is it? Is it every day or do you
have Oh, no. You have to within 24 hours.
Okay.
You know, if not, you will get those higher fees. You know, it's when it comes to the card brands, remember, guys, there's over 800 different card types within Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. All of these different cards have a different rate, which is called the interchange, which is set forth by the issuing bank. You know, they want their money. And again, when it comes to, when I speak of downgrades, each one of those cards has a swiped rate and a keyed rate. Again, because if it's keyed, they assume the cardholder isn't there. They can't ask for a signature, additional information to prove it is the cardholder. So the risk is higher. You know, it's all about risk and the speed on which all of these different pieces get paid.
So it's like the more risk you want to take, the higher your fees become?
It's not the more risk you want to take, the more risk that you have to take. Your rates will be higher, correct. The rates and the fees.
Guys, don't take risks. You know, unless it's to benefit your life. In which case, please, go jump for it. Full force. Disney taught us better than this. Okay. So,
yeah.
So, David, do you have anything else to touch on when it comes to ABS or batch results that maybe I didn't ask?
No, that's really it. I mean, if they are prompted to enter additional information for the address, definitely advise them to do so. And then again, on the batches, make sure that they are batching out within a 24-hour period.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, David, for joining us so early in the morning, so late in the afternoon for you guys. So continue to follow us on social media. We are available for agents at Charge Into the Future on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our merchants, however, can go to Flashbank LLC on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We don't want to show them your bonuses, and neither should you. So that way we keep it separate so you guys can be able to send everyone to a safe place where, you know, they can love it, get the warm, fuzzy feelings, and enjoy Flashbank a little bit more. Also, continue to ask us about our sister company, Yes Buzz. We do have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for them under My Yes Buzz. And please rate, subscribe, review, all that jazz on iTunes and SoundCloud. We want to continue this podcast, guys. But if my boss doesn't see more rates and reviews, then he's just going to can me. Then don't let him fire me. I'm just kidding. I'm not threatening you guys. But yes, continue to follow us. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.